A perspective on U.S. troop movements now from Ze'ev Schiff, who is the defense editor of the Israeli newspaper Haaretz. Schiff has written that this war is likely to end up in either an urban battle for Baghdad or a siege of the Iraqi capital with bombardment that will claim civilian lives. With that choice in mind, he says, the U.S. is trying to beat Iraqi Republican Guard divisions to Baghdad and keep their infantry from entering the city.
You are in a stage where you have to do your best in order to prevent the six Iraqi divisions from the Republican Guards, three of them armored divisions, not to enter the city, and especially the infantry divisions of the Republican Guard, which are still deployed outside. If you will prevent them, then the fight on Baghdad will be much easier.
Well, if I understand you, you now see U.S. and British forces in a race toward Baghdad against the Republican Guard to prevent the Republican Guard from actually entering
right.
the city of Baghdad.
Right. But the problem is that the coalition forces had a problem in the northern part of Iraq, the Kurdish zone. In the minute the Turks prevented the American forces to come from their territory and enter the Iraq from the north, then the timetable was changed. And it's clear that you are still missing at least one division, which was supposed to come via the Turkish territory to North Iraq. The division is on its way. So therefore, the thrust is mainly from the south. So this is one of the problems because of the Turkish stance on this.
Can you explain this, though? Aren't the Iraqi Republican Guards defending Baghdad as it is, or are they very far outside Baghdad?
There are two belts, actually. The inner belt, which is close to the city, about 8 to 10 kilometers away, they have their three armored divisions from the Republican Guards. The outer ring is to the north. They are in a distance of about 80 to 100 kilometers from Baghdad to the north, near the city of Kirkuk. There are two divisions. One is an infantry Republican Guards division, the Nebuchadnezzar division, and then the Adnan division, which is a mechanized one. To the south, to a distance about 80 kilometers to the south of Baghdad, there is one infantry Republican Guard division, which is now engaged by American and British Marines. And I think that there is a good chance if they will engage them quite well, but one has to keep in mind that they might launch a local counteroffensive in the coming days.
Mr. Schiff, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.
Ze'ev Schiff, who is the defense editor for the Israeli newspaper Haaretz, he spoke to us from his home in Tel Aviv.